Folks hear about the Conference of Mayors, but they're not sure exactly what it is or what it does. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
The Conference of Mayors represents, it's not a Conference of Mayors, but municipal officials. It was formed by a Schenectady mayor in 1910, and today it represents the 62 city mayors and then the 500 and some village mayors. We're an advocacy group where we advocate for public policy, state aid, things at the state level. But then we also provide extensive training and support for municipal governments so that we do our public works training, we do municipal finance officers training, the lawyers on staff provide assistance to all the members for what I'll call unique things that come up. There may be a zoning issue, there may be a legislative thing that might be unique to one community, but when you look at it, it's been done across the state, and so there's a group of talented staff people that are available to walk local mayors and other officials through some of the complicated things at local government.
We hear all the time that economic development in Schenectady has changed and rearranged the city. What's your take on that?
I feel very fortunate to be mayor at this time, where we've had a group that has functioned under the label of our Unified Economic Development Team for over a decade, and it has produced really a renaissance in the community. Look, where the initial focus was on referred to as the Proctor's Block. Proctor's has had a major rebirth. Proctor's at one time was just the main stage at Proctor's. Today there's the Black Box Theater, there's the Key Hall, there's other space there in the old Carl Company. Proctor's, I think, had 1,700 events there last year, so that ranges from major Broadway shows to events at Key Hall. Our public access television station is there. You've seen the redevelopment around Proctor's on that block, where you've got restaurants, bars, other venues that are coming in. We've seen a rebuilding largely around apartments in downtown. We were fortunate, hopefully 2 years ago, to get the approval to have a casino. Rivers Casino has been open a little over a year. It's a $300 million project. Immediately adjacent to that, it's a $150 million mixed-use development at Mohawk Harbor. That is just being completed. They just announced their summer concert series. If people haven't been over to stop by, look at the harbor that was carved out of that site. Again, that whole area was a vacant, abandoned, underutilized brownfield for over half a century. We've come in, converted that around. We've seen redevelopment on Lower State Street now from the community college up to Erie Boulevard. We're doing major projects in Hamilton Hill. We've been working under my homes program, Home Ownership Made Easy in Schenectady, where we promote home ownership opportunities throughout all our neighborhoods, working with realtors, bankers, and other housing professionals to show the value of real estate in the city so that there's a broad-based balanced growth within the community that I'm very proud of. We hope it's going to continue going forward into the future.
Would it be fair to say that everything like surrounding the whole casino and the Mohawk Harbor complex is still kind of settling? I mean, there were originally, they said they were going to save X number of dollars in taxes, and that didn't exactly pan out. They were getting the infrastructure ready, and there's still a lot of variables and chance things happening, like the prospect of sports betting, which I know that Rivers, they just put out a press release this week that they're very interested in that, and that also could change the dynamic and make Schenectady more of a destination, which that's pretty much, I know, your intention as mayor, right?
Exactly. We want to leverage those resources in take advantage of the recent Supreme Court decision to build on the investment that Rivers Casino has made. there. It's been open roughly a year. In any new business, you have to remember that the $300 million expenditure, they've hired approximately 1,100 employees. That's a major undertaking. So there's been some shaking out of that, modifying their marketing plan. I'm pleased with the results. Again, it's part of a balanced growth. So the casino is one aspect of it. The $150 million Mohawk Harbor immediately adjacent to that, that was a separate and distinct project that was moving independently of the casino. Our development downtown, again, has been separate and distinct. The activity around Proctor's, we've continued to enjoy a good relationship with GE, which has been part of the community for over 125 years. It's an exciting time to be in Schenectady. It's an exciting time to be in the Capital Region.
Revitalizing neighborhoods and things, that's something that's been done. I know that there have been abandoned buildings that have been dealt with. There was the structure that had to be torn down because of that unfortunate fire. And also, wasn't there a new library just put in?
Correct. There's two libraries we're working with now. There's the new library on State Street, and then the county has just announced we're going to do an almost identical model on Crane Street. We're very excited to have that underway and appreciate our partnership with respective individuals in county government to make that happen, because, again, it shows there's real value in the neighborhoods, and it creates an asset that people value and makes it a good place to live, work, and raise a family.
A Schenectady officer was recently arrested for DWI. What are you doing as mayor to address this and other police situations?
In Schenectady, we had a long process for discipline where it's really, it's an older case where the discipline for police, fire are handled by the public safety commissioner. And the rules are somewhat different than what had been done before, where people thought that it was subject to collective bargaining. So Commissioner Idens, unfortunately Wayne Bennett, who spearheaded that, passed away, hired Commissioner Idens right after the court decision was in place. And so we have been using that process where I don't have direct ability to discipline police officers anymore. It's delegated under that court decision and by state law to the public safety commissioner. So there's a process in place to deal with that. And we have been using that. It's been moving forward. And I think people will again see continued improvement with the image of the department and the standards that are set internally by the command staff and then the rank and file men and women.